This is in response of the government announcement on the 18th of January with regard to the redress scheme for the owners of defective apartments. Now, I just want to make very clear that we are glad that the apartment owners and tenants who are suffering from defective homes have a way forward. However, we are just astonished at the discriminatory treatment of those who are living in the defective concrete homes. A lot of what was part of the defective apartments redress scheme is elements that we campaigned very, very strongly for. Effectively, we gave them a template in terms of what was needed, and there was many, many elements that we were told a flat no on, yet they have appeared in the redress for the defective apartments. And we just feel that there is a huge inequality in terms of what is being awarded to maybe one set of people who have defective homes and another set of people. And the reality is that everybody who is a victim of a defective home are in this situation, this really dire situation, for exactly the same reason. And that is because state governance, which should have protected them, has failed persistently and nationally for years and exposed thousands and thousands of people all over the country to unknowingly defective homes, which were destined to fail in the future. So the reason why we're here is the same, and the equality of redress should be the same.
And in that letter, you included a chart which highlighted the inequalities between both schemes. So it's there for the councillors to see the difference here and to take action on it.
Absolutely. I think it was very, very important that it was very, very clearly laid out in terms of all the levels of what we would see as inequality. And effectively, we have gone through the schemes with a fine-tooth comb. We're obviously very familiar with our own. We've tried to understand exactly what the defective apartment scheme will look like. But even the announcement on the 18th, there were some blatant inequalities between what's been offered in our scheme versus the apartment scheme. So effectively, we've got six areas that range from a fully funded scheme, no caps for the apartment owners, as opposed to our own scheme, which, even though Dara O'Brien purports it to be 100%, anybody who has any knowledge of this scheme knows it's not going to be. And the homeowners are looking at costs at the moment, which leave them several thousand euros short of where they need to be. It is not a 100% scheme, and it cannot never be, because effectively there's caps in there. So there's caps on a square foot level, there's caps on a maximum level, there's deductions for other elements that need to be taken care of, there's exclusions. It's based on old regulations, obsolete regulations. There's things that are just not included, foundations, flooring. I mean, the list goes on. So how that can ever be a true, fully funded 100%, it just absolutely makes no sense. And that's just one of the areas. So, you know, running through from scheme management to retrospective payments, excluded properties, this whole building approach, we can't even get two semi-detached houses built together at the same time, never mind a whole apartment block. It is just like chalk and cheese between what is being put forward for the defective apartments and what is being put forward for the defective concrete homes. And it is really vital now that the public representatives of Donegal County Council and the TDs and the senators put people before their party and send a very, very clear and strong message to government. This is discriminatory. It is not equality. We're all here for the same reasons, and we should all be given the same equality of restoration of our homes.